The Compass of God, a short story of spiritual guidance and the inner compass. Daniel had become very good at making practical choices. He chose the practical job, the practical friends, the practical apartment, the practical schedule, the practical answer, the practical way of avoiding any risk that might make him look foolish. From the outside, his life made sense. Inside, it felt dim. Nothing was obviously wrong, but nothing felt deeply right either. One afternoon, he told an older mentor, "I don't know what's missing." The mentor listened and then took an old compass from his desk. "What does a compass do?" he asked. "It points north." "Even if you turn it?" "Yes." "Even if you ignore it?" Daniel nodded. "Yes." The mentor placed the compass in his hand. "The soul is like this. It keeps pointing, but most people stop checking." Daniel looked down. "What does it point toward?" The mentor answered, "Toward the heart of the universe." Daniel almost laughed, but the old man continued, "Not always toward what is easiest, not always toward what is profitable, not always toward what wins approval. It points toward what is kind, beautiful, truthful, balanced, loving, and alive." That night, Daniel sat quietly and wrote a question at the top of a page. "Where is my compass pointing?" The answer came slowly. Away from performance. Away from dead ambition. Away from people he kept trying to impress. Toward meaningful work. Toward nature. Toward one honest conversation. Toward a life with more beauty in it. He did not change everything at once. He took one step, then another. He began walking in the mornings. He called an old friend. He declined one opportunity that looked impressive but felt hollow. He accepted a smaller project that felt strangely alive. Months later, someone asked why he seemed more peaceful. Daniel smiled and said, "I started checking the compass." Harmony Code Teaching. The inner compass does not always point toward comfort or approval. It points toward the qualities that lead us closer to source: truth, beauty, kindness, balance, love, and harmony. Closing line. Whenever he lost his way, he stopped asking what was easiest and asked what pointed toward love.